Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 p.m. from WEHC, your radio station at Emory and Henry College. It's 90.7 on your FM dial, and you can pick us up streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. So it's WEHC and then FM.com. And that site allows you to listen to WEHC streaming anywhere in the world. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and my title, Wombats, comes from my choice of using the word wombat to refer to anything different from the normal fare here, such as a joke, a story, or maybe a recording of something I've done. And I call those things wombats. It gives me license to stick odd things in. And I do have a wombat prepared for tonight, and I'll tell you about it when we get there. However, it's quite a variety. I'm going to start off. I've recently mentioned to you that I'm now developing a list of my all-time favorite songs because I kept referring to them and think I never made a list. So I'm making a list. And when I hit one, I hit it. And the first question I ask is it going in the top 20 or is it in the second tier? And right away, it comes clear to me how important it is. So this one tonight, the next song is Knocking on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan. This recording of it is in my top 20, clearly way up there. Bob Dylan's voice is perfect for this, oddly enough. But it's the feel of the song, the music, the way it works with the voice. And it's kind of a, well, as you grow old, it sounds like someday you might be where this song is.
Take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door.
You just heard Knocking on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan. The next song is Spoon River by Cherry Stilladies. Cherry Stilladies are an all-female group. I think of them as being Irish, and I think they sing a lot of Irish music. And I think they've sung in Bristol a number of times. So the Spoon River song is a part of the Spoon River Anthology. I just looked it up, and Edgar Lee Masters wrote it. Anyway, it must be, I read a little bit, it's all about a happy small town. Maybe like Abingdon. as it once was, as it is now, as it was in our dreams. Anyway, so you can think of it that way. So here's a song. Unfortunately, it's not focused on the town. It's focused on the pain following the Civil War. So this is it. It's called Spoon River by Cherish the Ladies.
When all of us
Spoon River by Cherish the Ladies. Maybe I'll put together a show focused on things from Spoon River. Sounds like it might be fun. Here comes another song I like a lot. although, actually, I haven't heard it before a few weeks ago, but I like it a lot now. It's called Texas 1947 by Guy Clark. I have always cared a lot for Guy Clark. He performed in Bristol maybe 10, 12 years ago, and I went to see him. And I do some of his stuff. I love his music. But I hadn't heard this song until recently, and I think it's great. I could tell you what the story is about, but that'll take away part of the fun. You don't know what the hell's going on. See if you can figure it out. Eventually, you'll end up someone having an experience that maybe they were young to have. So that's something like it. Okay, this is the Texas 1947 song by Guy Clark.
Being 6 years old, I had seen some trains before, so it's hard to figure out what I'm at the depot for. Trains are big and black and smoking, steam screaming at the wheels, and bigger than anything they is, at least that's the way she feels. Trains are big and black and smoking, louder than July 4. But everybody's acting like this might be something more than just picking up the mail. Are the soldiers from the war? This something that even old man Wyman never seen before. And it's a late afternoon on a hot Texas day, and something strange is going on, and we're all in the way. Now there's 50 or 60 people just sitting on the cars, and the old men left their dominoes and come down from the bars. And everybody's checking, old Jack Kittrell check his watch, and us kids put our ears to the rails to hear them pop. So we already noted when it finally said train time, and you'd have thought that Jesus Christ himself was rolling down the line. Cause things got real quiet, Mama jerked me back, but not before I'd got the chance to lay a nickel on the track. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Big and red and silver, she don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline, come show me, folks. I said, look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. She never even stopped, but she left 50 or 60 people still sitting on the cars, wondering what it's coming to and how it got this far. But me, I got a nickel smashed flatter than a dime by a mad dog runaway red silver streamlined train. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Big red and silver, she don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline, come show folks. I said, look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes.
That was Texas 1947 by Guy Clark. I think that was a trip. Well, the next song is Feather by William Wilde. It's new to me. I think someday it might be up in my top 20. Who knows? But right now I just like it a lot. And his voice, William Wilde's voice, I listened before I knew who it was singing, and I thought it was a woman singing. He sings in a high range. But I think it is a man, and he has a beautiful, beautiful voice. And for this song, I love it. Now I have a secret to tell you. Starting a few weeks ago, I've begun to think and notice the fact that I don't hear very well sometimes, and I often have trouble understanding the words in a song that I'm playing on the show. So I started getting, for most of the songs, the lyrics up on another screen so I could look at the lyrics while I listened to the song. It has been absolutely glorious. And this next one's a good example. I wouldn't know all the words in this. I wouldn't have heard them. But by reading them while she was singing, he was singing it, it was a wonderful experience. So all I will say to you about what this contains is, it is, get ready, it is my prayer for you tonight. This is a prayer. And one could wish it on the universe, and I do. So you're in the universe, you get a piece. So this is my prayer. Feather by William Wind. Heard Feather by William Wild. The next song is Silver Threads and Golden Needles by Dolly Parton. And I think the this is a traditional song, the way Dolly sings. Dolly uses traditional styles. Her harmonies sound like something from the mountains, you know, something that had been collected years ago. So, but Dolly's partners, her energy and enthusiasm. So this song, I think, catches all of her. This is Silver Threads and Golden Needles by Dolly Parton.
I don't want your lonely mansion with a tear in every room. All I want is love you promised beneath the halo moon. But you think I should be happy with your you play your cheating game. Silver threads and golden needles cannot mend this heart of mine, and I dare not drown my sorrow in the warm glow of your wine. We can't buy my love with money, for I never was that kind. Silver threads and golden needles cannot.
Silver Threads and Golden Needles by Dolly Parton. Well, here comes the wombat of the night, and the reason it's a wombat is it's me singing. The reason I play this, I my voice is, I am leading the song, and I think I did a good job. But what I really like is the experience, the fact that I'm in a large group of people, all of whom are willing to sing along with me, and it's fun. And that's why I'm playing it for you. Also, I think the people are adding some wonderful harmony, just spontaneously. So this is a song from a week I was at, and I made up a song to go with the week. And you'll hear some laughing as there's some in-jokes and things. And it's called the Mighty Pine Woods Chorus. The people singing with me were at the Pine Woods Camp, and I call them the Mighty Pine Woods Chorus in this song.
Tell me, how did the Wright brothers ever fly? Was it in the inspiration? Was it in the preparation? Was it waiting long enough for the glue to dry? Well, now what is the whiskey for us?
It's the Mighty Pine Woods Chorus.
Full of music. Called him a fool most every day. But when the first rocket left the earth, well, the world knew his worth. Sometimes dreamers have a high price to pay. and all our souls are playing. May the last breath of life be a song. Galilee, Galileo, well now do you recall the day, oh, you first saw the surface of the moon through a telescope? Well, the church said you were lying, but of the truth there's no denying. Papal error, papal goof, papal dope. Now what is this
before us?
It's the
mighty vineyard's chorus,
full of music,
full of laughter, full of song.
When this universe is ending, yes, and all our souls are blending, may the last breath of life be a song. Sing of the people brave who are over the water and the wave. Rubber duckies to the floating dock they convey. Through the wave and the wind, safely out and back again. Sarah swim, Evie sing, Willie wave. Full of music, full of laughter, full of song. When this universe is ending, yes, and all our souls are blending, may the last breath of life be a song. There were pina coladas, scantily clad weight persons. And did you see the kiss that Annie McKenzie gave Noel? Georgia, rubber nut delusions, lots of laughter and confusion, contributions to this place we love so well. Last time now. Oh, now.
What is this before us?
It's the
mighty vineyard's chorus,
full of music,
full of laughter, full of song.
And when this universe is ending, and all our souls are blending, may the last breath of life be a song.
You just heard the audience at Pinewoods Camp singing a song led by Harry Baya, and the song was dedicated to that audience and gave them the name Mighty Pinewoods Chorus. That's where that song came from. Well, the next song, for reasons I cannot explain, demanded that I play it. And I just can't resist. So when the muses speak to me that strongly, I said, in you go. So for whatever the reason, I think it sets up some of the next songs. But this is Cluck Old Hen by Hobart Crabtree. I believe it's Frailing Banjo. And it's certainly classic banjo and somewhat hypnotic. I suggest you try it as a meditation and see if it takes you away. This is Cluck Old Hen by Hobart Crabtree. Thank you. You just heard Cluck Old Hen by Hobart Crabtree, and it's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC. That's FM 90.7 in Emory, Virginia, about 8 miles out of Abingdon, about a 35-mile radius, plus we're streaming on the web. So that's what you're listening to, and the Wombats and Music Show is my chance to play for you things I think will or hope will reach out and grab you. And each of these songs is special to me. Willie. The next song is Whiskey Willie by the Charlie Sizemore Band. And it's kind of an anti-war song, I guess, really. It's about a guy selling whiskey to both the Yankees and the Rebels during the Civil War. And but it has kind of a twist where you start to feel maybe all this was wrong to have happened.
He made whiskey by the barrel, by the gallon, by the jar, and he sold it to the soldiers in that awful Civil War. To the rebels, to the Yankees, he sold whiskey north and south, from Washington down to Richmond, and he said he didn't know what that old war was all about. Whiskey Willie, bring your wagon, come and fill up my demijohn. Whiskey Willie, bring your wagon, and we'll keep right on fighting till the battle has been won. Bobby Lee was not a drinker. Jackson scorned the devil's brew. Grant said, Willie, bring us whiskey, and we'll pay the devil's due. To the Union, to the free states, Willie sold his whiskey shine. When the soldiers saw him coming, they would wave and they would holler, and he'd drive right through the line. Whiskey Willie had a woman, never was there one more true. She could drive his team and wagon, help him sell the whiskey too. Was a fine cook, making sour mash, that's what mountain women's for. Every time she left the cabin, Willie said to keep your pants on and remember this is war. Whiskey Willie, bring your wagon, come and fill up my demijohn. Whiskey Willie, bring your wagon, and we'll keep right on fighting till the battle has been won. When the smoke cleared and they made peace, Reconstruction was its name. All the Yankees celebrated, and the rebels lived in shame. Whiskey Willie never did know why they had that awful spat, but he kept on selling whiskey. Said you gotta stay half drunk to keep on killing folks like that.
That was Whiskey Willie by the Charlie Sizemore Band. The next one especially, this is 5 Minutes by Gretchen Peters. Gretchen Peters sang at the Barter Theater at a review one, it was a radio show actually, they were recording it there. And she sang, this is maybe 6-8 years ago, And one of the songs she sang is this one. I liked another song even better, but I love this song. It's a powerful song. It's called 5 Minutes by Gretchen Peters. And this is from the Barter show. They replayed it on the radio and I recorded it off the radio.
I've got 5 minutes to sneak a cigarette, 5 minutes to myself. Back behind the screen door of Andy's Luncheonette, and I ain't got time to worry about my health. My boss Andy says I smoke myself to death, and he reminds me some of you. Back when you were Romeo and I was Juliet, West Texas Capulet and Montague. Now I don't think too much about you anymore. Much more than kids. It was nearly 20 years ago I shut and locked that door. Now I've got 5 minutes and not much time to reminisce. Most nights I come home from work and I pour a glass of wine. Sometimes it's 3 or 4 before I stop. And Jesse makes a sandwich if I sleep through supper time. And she leaves me on the couch to sleep it off. Now Jesse just turned 17. She's wild as she can be, and there ain't nothing I can do. Last weekend she ran off to meet a boy in Tennessee, just like I used to run to you. And I gave her hell when she came home this afternoon. Seems like history repeats itself, and it ain't up to you. And in 5 minutes, your whole life can change. I can see it in his eyes. He'd love to take your place. But something deep inside me just withers up and dies. To make love to him and only see your face. Somehow I've let myself go and gently down the street. Between the working and the living and the ghosts that haunt my dreams, I've got 5 minutes and I'm gonna smoke this cigarette.
highway. I don't have a single thing to show, except these words that I'm singing. Well, I found them by the side of the road. Some weird in Amarillo, I think somebody left them behind. We'll finders and keepers, and I'll take all the keepers I can find. The words are like diamonds, the best ones are the hardest to find. Evening, I was worried about things she might say. See, I've left her alone lately, driving on to another place to play. She just whispered in my ear exactly what I needed to hear tonight. Let tomorrow be tomorrow, 'cause I know everything's gonna be all right. Words are like diamonds, the best ones are the hardest to find. Buried in the bottom of a coal, just wait and shine. I got heroes, and you know I've loved them all just the same. And I don't think I've ever told them all the things I need to say. Maybe one day I'll know the words that I'm trying to find. Searching, digging deeper down this old coal mine. Words are like diamonds, the best ones are the hardest to find. Buried in the bottom of the coal, just wait and shine.
Jason Eady with Waiting to Shine. The next song is New Railroad by Crooked Still. And I often mention, I'm a banjo fan and a fiddle fan. And this song really has a strong banjo part and maybe overwhelming my appreciation senses. But it also, Crooked Still has a cello. And I like the cello sound so much that a few years ago I even tried to pick up cello. I rented one and took lessons, and found out it was just too challenging for me with various joint problems. I couldn't get a hold of the darn thing, but it's such a beautiful sound. Anyway, listen for the cello in New Railroad by Crooked Still.
Working on a new railroad, mud up to my knees. Working on a new railroad, mud up to my knees. used to have a big gray horse, Arrow was his name. Used to have a big gray horse, Arrow was his name. They caught me making liquor and they told me get off that plane. I've been all around this world. Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. It's not the hanging that I mind, it's the laying in the grave so long. Been all around this world.
That was New Railroad by Crooked Still. The next song is called Crazy Love by Poco. And I often introduce some of these country songs and pop songs as levers and levees, broken hearts and heartbreakers. This is a broken heart. This is a levee. And I also add that in my experience, most broken hearts mend over time. Never completely. If you've really had a broken heart, it becomes part of who you are and who you always will be. But, and I can even tell you exactly how long it will take. I was in one of those moods one time, and my cousin Claire said she could tell me how long it would take, and I asked her, and how long? She said, it takes as long as it takes, so get used to it. And sometimes it takes a long time. In this example, Crazy Love by Poco, I think it's taking a long time, and I think it's going to take a long time longer before he gets over this.
Tonight I'm gonna break away just to wait and see. I'll never be imprisoned by a faded memory. Just when I think I'm over her, this broken heart will mend. I hear her name and I have to cry. The tears come down again. It happens all the time. This crazy love of mine wraps around my heart, refusing to unwind. Ooh, crazy love. Ah,
with stars in a summer sky that fall without a sound, and then pretend that you can't hear these teardrops coming down. It happens all the time, this crazy love of mine wraps around.
Song was Crazy Love by Poco. The next song is another Crooked Still song, and it's called Look On and Cry, and the cello is very prominent in here. It's sort of a rhythm instrument. It's going jinga 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 underneath it all, so listen for the cello. Crooked Still, Look On and Cry.
My dearest friend, it's farewell. You slighted me, but I wished you well. If never no more your face I'll see, I wouldn't serve you like you served me. You caused me to weep, you caused me to moan. If you're satisfied, I never could be. To save my cheeks and tears, oh, can't you shed one tear for me? My dearest friend, my heart is stuck. I hope to meet you in the world above. And when we meet, in peace we'll be. My dearest friend, remember me. Thank you. once was I, as I am yours to be. So get prepared and follow me. So get prepared and follow me.
You just heard Look On and Cry by Crooked Still. And you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 p.m. from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I hope will grab you the way they grab me. I'm delighted to have people listen to the show, and if you like some of the songs, that's great. One thing you might try sometime is to treat the whole show as a kind of meditation, so that all the pieces influence each other. When I listen to the show, I try that sometimes, and sometimes it works for me a little bit, kind of a mindfulness exercise. And now it's time to ask you to join me in our audience participation closing. So, here we go. Please join me in celebrating most joyously, our being here at all. Goodbye.